Lila.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just
This one's crazy. I'm
Friends. I was waiting
scared.
for your scream. I was waiting for your woo.
Ah! Oh yeah, the Zoom. See, I forget.
Guys, we forget how to record. We haven't recorded in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, this is a long hiatus, but this is a good break. Or I don't know if it was a break, which is I think what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Might.
Welcome to the meta episode where we rant about the podcast on the podcast.
Yeah.
Eek! Yeah. Jude, I think you should give your little spiel. I like your preface.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think that like since the conception of the podcast, I've been feeling very strongly that like Lula and I talk about the future of the pod, and if we have conflict, have the conflict on the pod. I mean, this is an unfiltered conversation, and like I feel like being part of this journey and being part of this family and like listening along, I want you guys to be able to hear like the decision making behind the podcast. And I think that during the summer, I think specifically being on Zoom has like changed aspects of how we can think about the pod. I still love it. It's still the most fulfilling thing I do in my life.
Snaps.
But also it is a lot of work, like producing, editing, and promoting a podcast that happens every week with guests every other week is
And
like,
recording it.
and recording
Sorry.
it.
And the
Yeah,
recording
sorry.
part, by the way.
Is a lot of work. And I think that it's just made like Lula and I talk about the future of the pod and how we want to go about like doing this abroad. And there's just a lot of questions about the pod. We're not like, this is our 34th episode, which is kind of wild that we're
That's
like, it's a
insane.
lot of episodes actually. And so I don't know. I think it's just a good time to check in and like, yeah, I don't know. And we're not going to do like the normal structure of the pod because that is also part of the conversation we're going to have, which is like, when is structure kind of containing us a little too much in some capacities? I don't know. Ah.
Yeah. Ah,
Ah.
capacities. I think also going off of the like, so you can be included in our deliberating is also like if we say something and you're listening and you really think it's a bad idea, let us know. Like if
Yes.
we're like we're gonna make the pods 3 minutes each episode and
We're not saying
you're
that.
like, guys, well, I'm just kidding, we're not. And you're like, guys, no, let us know. We wanna know what you like and what you don't like.
Agreed. And one of my biggest frustrations, though, with podcasting is that it's really hard to like know who is listening and know like what people like and what people don't like. And so like I think one of the reasons I was super excited to like start bringing in like kind of a shout out and like being able to kind of engage with our listeners a little bit more is like to hear feedback as well. Like we want feedback. It doesn't mean that we're going to take it, but like it means that you guys care about the podcast and that like I don't know, we're just two people doing our thing and like sometimes it's nice to hear what other people think about it.
Yeah, because this is very much like obviously as we record speaking into the void, but like I have never looked at the numbers. I have no idea how many people are listening. And like social media is one form of numbers that I see, but like that's not a good gauge of who is actually tuning in. And I can also see the numbers in terms of like the podcast reviews, which are also not a realistic representative gauge at all. Anyway, so let's fight about it. Let's start talking. It feels weird not doing a check-in a little bit.
Yeah, well, we can do like a little check-in. We just might not have to do the high-low buffalo. I don't know.
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm back in Brooklyn and it's so hot.
Yeah.
And I'm sweating and my room is a mess because I got back from San Francisco like 2 days ago and it takes me like 5 days to unpack. Classic.
I feel like
So,
more than 5 days, to be honest, but.
yeah. Well, it depends. It depends how much I'm really investing in the unpacking process. And so I feel a little like, I don't know. I don't really like do work well or be quote unquote productive when my space is messy. So I feel a little like all over the place. Like my mind and room very much represent each other, etc. But whatever. Like mentally, emotionally, I'm feeling pretty good. Okay, how are you, boo?
I'm in Arizona still. It is very, very hot. reaching like 118, 120 degrees this week, which is crazy.
Insane.
I am leaving very soon, though. I'm leaving in a week. So kind of wrapping up my job here and excited to be home with my friends from home. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of just vibing. Like, I've kind of got it into a routine here. So yeah.
Okay.
I don't have that much to say on it. But yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
On to the pod.
Can I bring up something that you said that I kind of want? I think it would be a good starting point.
Yeah, please.
I think we should start by talking about numbers. Because I think that, like, that is the biggest thing that prompted this conversation in the first place, is that, like, I mean, separately, we were going through our own thing, and eventually we called each other and we were like, this sucks. Which is that, like, basically, like, measuring our art based on likes on an Instagram post and listens / downloads of a podcast sucks, right? Because that's not why we create this. Or at least, yeah. I mean, I don't know. That was a bad way of like saying it, but you get what I'm trying to say. Like, it doesn't feel good to like see if people like our art based on like a single action that they do where they double tap the heart, when like it's way more meaningful when Pete, like when Nock sends us like this really nice thread of her feelings and thoughts, like that outweighs everything else. Like, that's why we do the podcast, is that like it's for us and for the people that actually take something away from it.
Shout out Nock. Love
shout out
you.
Nock.
You just shout out. Yeah, I agree. Whatever. I think this is the curse of the digital age. It's the curse and the blessing. Like, obviously, if we didn't have technology, we wouldn't be able to record. Like, I mean, podcasts wouldn't exist.
True.
Besides doing like Zoom virtually, like, we wouldn't be able to continue it if whatever. You get what I'm saying? And then there's also like the huge majority of basically anything that is created. I'm being so general right now, making huge generalizing statements. But I think like in the 21st century, the huge vast majority of everything being created is then like reduced to online validation or not. Like, I really don't know. I don't know anyone who creates something that they want people to see that they don't promote on social media. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously people can create art for themselves, and that's lovely and a different approach. But I think that everyone I know who wants to promote their art in some way is promoting it online. And then they're like, well, this is an entirely reductive experience. And it feels like shit. And I think it also feels weird over the summer, especially where we have these like distanced blocks, and so we're recording a lot in advance, because then it's like we'll spend 3 weeks apart, like I'm editing on my own, you're doing the business on your own, we're doing the social media kind of together and both hating it, and not actually recording any content for like almost a month. Mm-hmm. It's just like none of the benefits.
Yeah.
Getting none of the gains of the pod. Like, I don't even know how else to phrase it. Like, it just like sucks the life out of it. I don't even know. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes. I'll also like say, I remember like calling you and being like, it's super frustrating that like every single time we click record, like it is the most fulfilling part of my life. Like, I like, even right now, like even though we're talking about the future of the pod and how we feel about it, like it feels so good to be here with you. And like, even with our James Hatch episode, I remember coming to the realization that like, the real excuse for having this pod for me is to like turn on Do Not Disturb, be away from technology. The irony is that I'm talking to you through a screen right now, but like, that's the hope at some point when I'm back with you, like, is no technology. And we're just here talking as like two friends, which is like what we should be doing every day. But like, just because of the world that we live in now in the 21st century, it's hard to make time to do that. And yet a lot of our goals with the pod, which I think we should discuss, like, kind of need the podcast to grow in some regard, right? Like, we do care that people like that it's out there and people can listen to it. Like, it's so hard though, because it's the worst part about the pod. Like, growing the pod is the worst part. Like, it doesn't bring fulfillment or energy or excitement or validation Like, even if we got a ton of likes, like, it's again goes back to my favorite term, the hedonic adaptation. Like, even if we got one episode that like did really like went viral, that means that like our barrier to enter, like, to feel that good, we need every other episode to go that viral. Right? Like, if we have one episode that does really well, that means that all the other episodes need to do just as well.
I don't
Otherwise,
think
it's
so.
Going to feel okay. So do you want to have one episode that goes viral?
I don't really want any of them to go viral. This is where I always get stuck.
But then why are we? I agree. I don't need them to go viral. I like it'd be
Right.
cool if they went viral because like we were saying something that resonated with people. But
Yeah, I guess it's like if one went viral or did super well or something, I'd probably feel frustrated at some point if like nothing else was doing that well. But I don't think that I like, ugh, I have such a problem with this, just like an internal problem, because it's obviously like, what if you get something to go viral, you have instant like gratification, and it's like the instant like serotonin whatever, and then it goes away and you're like left craving that. So whatever, biologically I'm sure there's like, if something goes viral, you're like, oh, this feels good. But then it's like going viral or like wanting to go viral, like creating something with the intention that you wanted to go viral, I just think so plays into the whole like super, super fast like cycle trends and like everything going in and out so quickly and like not making something that's like lasting.
I agree.
Like, I would much rather have the pod be something that's like, oh my gosh, we're like putting so much work into it over time and like making content we're like super, super proud of. And then just like, because it's good, it gains some sort of following. Like, when I envision like, oh, this is what I want for the pod, it's not that one fucking stupid video blows up. No offense to our videos. But I'm just like, those 30 seconds, like never, I feel like never do the pod justice.
Never.
Which is another rant, but like,
they're bad. Like, I don't like them and I don't like creating them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like posting them, but.
And we're going to fucking post this exact clip. Like, this is literally the issue. Like, what do we do?
Yeah. And I think that like adding on to the virality part, the only thing that it means when a video goes viral is that you know how to play the algorithm. And that's why we see so much of the same content out there, right? Like, people are copying Mr. Beast just because like his algorithm works, but it works for Mr. Beast, not for everyone else. And like, it's the art of video creating. And I think podcasting has changed because it's all becoming more homogenous. And like, the thing is, as silly as it sounds, I really treat this podcast like art. Like, my soul is in every episode. And I know it is in yours too.
Yeah,
I know
completely.
Your soul is also in each episode.
There we go.
And like, and I treat this as art. And so like, to like fake our art just so that we go viral sounds, it makes me cringe. I hate it. Yeah.
I have to raise my hand. This is, you just
Yeah,
put
I just
into
called
words,
it like I'm a teacher and goddamn it.
Yes, it's fine. You just put into words so well, like what I've been trying to explain that I feel about making like clickbaity episode titles. Like, I always feel like icky about it for some reason and can never explain why. And it's not icky to the point of like, we need to change it, obviously. Like, I'm very honest with you and like tell you, I'm like, eh, whatever. But yeah. But I think you just put it so well, is that like, it feels like playing into this fake clickbaity world. Where, and the pod is like so authentic, maybe even to a fault, for like our own privacy and sense of like whatever, being individuals. Like, we have shared almost everything that we possibly could online, and it's fucking in Spotify, which is stealing all our information every second.
Thank you, Brian Kane, for that one.
Yes, thank you. And I think there's something about making like a clickbaity episode title that I get it. I'm like, literally, yes, more people will click on this. Like, you have the numbers and it happens every time. And then I'm also like, but this is like not us.
That's so interesting. I didn't know you actually had such an issue with the titles.
Well, it's not such an issue. Like, clearly I have feelings about it.
Or like, yeah, I didn't know you had feelings about the title.
Yeah, I mean, I've only had feelings about it like 3 times. And I've texted you just like, eh, this doesn't really feel like what the episode is about.
Yeah.
Which is the extent that I like feel it in the moment. But I think you just saying like it plays into this fake like world going after the algorithm and like all of that shit is like, oh yeah, and like a little bit with the titles too. Like maybe that explains how I've been feeling about it.
Yeah, I actually think that's a very interesting point, because it's also interesting because I think a lot of our titles in the beginning of the like podcast, it was this fine line where it wasn't clickbait at all, but it felt like more but they were catchy. And the line between catchy and clickbait,
Yep.
I think, can get really blurred. And I don't actually want to make clickbait material either, now that I'm thinking about the last,
So
because like
true.
my favorite title, one of my favorites that we've ever done, is swiping right on dating apps, or swipe right on dating
Yes.
apps.
Yeah, it's just clever.
Yeah, and like, but that is different than how to date your best friend. Except I actually really like that title too. But like, it felt
Yeah.
more, you get what I'm saying, right? The
I get
hot
what you're
seat.
saying, but I like the catchy one so much more.
Yeah.
Catchy as in like we did a little wordplay.
Yeah.
Like we have the like a broad rant. I literally think Caroline came up with that. Shout out.
Shout out, Caroline.
But like, you know what I mean? That's just a little like hee-hee, we thought about it beyond just like who will click on this. Then there's also the weird, not to get too meta, because I think we should actually go into our podcast thoughts soon, like formatting. But there's also the weird, like, thinking about who's listening. It's like that also plays into like how we're quote unquote promoting or marketing it. Cause it's like, well, if it's all of our friends or all Yaleys or all family members listening, they know that you and I are not dating, right? But if we're like trying to get strangers on TikTok to click on it, something that would have been more catchy probably would have been like how we went from friends to lovers.
Yep.
Even though that's a fucking lie. And like,
Yep.
I would feel so uncomfortable doing that. You know, like too
Yes.
many people know that's fake. And you and I both talk about how fake that is all the time, that it would be like stupid in my mind. Like, I would be like, no, dude,
But it
flop.
probably would get likes on TikTok.
Probably more than how to date your friend.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Even though how to date your friend is already like falsifying whatever our relationship.
Except, see, I like the title because I actually think it is what the, because it is talking about like treating your friendships with romantic, like,
Yeah.
ambition in some regards,
Yeah,
like in the
that's,
same
yeah.
ambition. But I get what you're saying. It is clickbaity, where it has
I
a,
think it falls within the line where I'm like, this is
it's
fine.
on the line. Yeah.
Yeah, it's teetering.
I will say one thing though, just to like clarify for all listeners, because we're talking about how painful it is to like grow the pod in some ways, and like why we don't like it, and why, but I want to acknowledge that like we do feel like we need to grow the pod because of like part of our goals of what we want this podcast to be, which like is one, like being able to talk to super, super cool people that we admire and we want to sit down with. And like that ranges from like these really random people that no one know, that we don't even know, right? Like I want to talk to people that like have stories to share, as well as like our dream interview guest, right? Like there's a lot of people that I admire a ton that I do want to sit down and talk to, who like won't come on a podcast when like it's a small budding podcast. We need to have more of an audience. And so like, I think that's one part. And then also, I know Lula and I have a feeling, but I'll let Lula explain the other big reason, unless you want me
Wait,
to.
what do you think it is? Because I have something to say.
Well, I think the other big slash biggest reason is like, I think there are times where like, I don't know. I think I talk a little bit about this on the James Hatch podcast. Like, I want to like show vulnerability from a guy, and like a let, and like be a person that is like willing to be vulnerable with his feelings. And I think that like if I was a young boy, I could have really found value from that. And so like I just want to like basically like share, like for the people that need this podcast, I do want that podcast to be available to them, and for them to be able to access it and find it. And like, it's not easy if we're just like some two Yale kids that are just like a podcast that's hidden on Spotify and there's nothing on anywhere else on the internet about it. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just want to be able to, like, I think some of the things we do say like resonate with people and are important that we're talking about. And so I want to be able to like provide that to others if people are interested in learning or hearing about it.
Yeah. I can't obviously speak on like wanting to be a male source of male vulnerability, but I was gonna say, without sounding as self-aggrandizing as possible, I think you and I, for whatever, how long has it been? 7 months? Weekly. Like, we've been working hard and consistently at making content that we're very, very proud of. And I think, whatever, that's maybe a good segue into the, like, well, what content do we actually want to be creating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just think that this part of the conversation, I should preamble that, like, separate from all of that in the background, I also have my own anxiety about going abroad. And it's a lot of work, the pod. Like, as we just explained, like, all of the things we were talking about aren't related to actually the recording of the pod.
To any right? of, no,
like,
yeah.
We think about, like, the title and the caption and the social media post so much. Like, it is not a full-time job, but it feels like a full-time job sometime. And, like, to do that in the context of doing it in school, which we did last year, but also separately, like, we're not going to be together, and we're going to be abroad wanting to explore Europe and explore ourselves, is scary to me. And I have trepidation, and I don't want to lose it because it is the highlight, or at least recording the podcast is the highlight of my week every week. And so I guess the conversation leads to, like, what we want to change about the pod. And we want to play around towards this end of the summer before we go abroad, trying to find a format that works for us, that keeps us excited and also still feels like authentic and original and genuine and not clickbaity. Do you agree with that, Lula?
I agree with everything you just said. I share all of those same anxieties. And yeah, I think it's also just like, I don't know, we've talked for a millisecond before on different episodes of, like, what are we doing with seasons, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like going abroad is such a natural, like, end season one, begin season two.
Which I love. I really like that.
Yeah. I think the pod is a, like, living, breathing thing.
Yeah, we grow. And yeah. So should it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be more upset if we weren't feeling like things should change. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I mean, we've learned so much about podcasting in the last 8 months or however many
like
months.
Like, I knew nothing.
Yeah, we knew literally nothing.
Yeah. Lots of fucking YouTube video tutorials. Anyway, I think, for example, mind meld is not fun over Zoom.
So bad.
So upsetting and shit. So that's something to rethink. There's a big part of me, and I think you too, that's very comfortable in routine. I mean, I think that's like all humans. And I think there's just like a big component of this is like it's harder to let go of certain aspects of the structure we've been having because it's so like, I mean, we have the same intro and outro every episode, you know? And it's always Hilo Buffalo, and then we rant and do the actual topic, and then it's we play and mind meld in our outro. And I think that's great. And I also think, like, the fact that we both felt kind of disconnected from the structure of it at the same time is, like, hugely telling and reaffirming, or should be for both of us. That we were both like, so I'm not enjoying this part anymore. And we're like, oh, same. So I don't know. I love to shout out people who have texted us or DM'd us in some way at the end. I think it's a great, fun experience for everyone involved.
I like that too. I think it makes me really happy.
Yeah.
It also is a way to, like, just incorporate the people that, like, are loyal listeners who, like, want, like, they have things to say too. Like, this is just a platform to be able to talk. So if people want to share their thoughts, like, that's cool.
I mean, part of the thinking with the Just Friends, the name, was like, haha, it's funny because Jude and I are just friends and everyone thinks we're dating. And it's also funny because it's like everyone listening is like just friends. Like, we're all in this together. Okay, 30 minutes already is crazy.
Okay, and I just want to talk about this because I think that is so we just hit the 30-minute mark and we were talking about doing a shorter episodes because I have a lot of feelings on that. Clearly this is not going to be one of those.
No,
but like
never.
I don't this is I think the issue that we get to is like I think that like making shorter episodes has a lot of advantages. Partly, I'll just like say a few. One, it's easier for us. Like it takes less time, which is one of my concerns about being abroad is that like how demanding is this going to be? Two, I'm more likely to listen to a 20-minute podcast than an hour-long podcast. It's a commitment. Like the fact that people like tune in for us to just talk for an hour about random topics is like insane. And I really appreciate it. But like,
thanks, guys. Shout out you. I say this so shamelessly. I will never be clicking on a podcast that's longer than 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Never. Like when Jude sends me something that's an hour long, he gives me a warning.
Yeah. And like, and yet we create hour long content all the time.
And yeah. Like, and like, oh my God, I can't believe people listen. Literally. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I would love to make shorter episodes. That's my truth.
Me too. Especially because like a lot of these feel like diary journal entries for me. And like, I want to be able to go back and I'm much more likely to go back if they're 20-minute episodes or 30-minute episodes. But the creators of the podcast to say that they're more likely to listen to shorter episodes of themselves talking has to be a yellow flag. Like, yes. It has to be like, well, how the hell are people listening for, like, you know what I mean? And so I don't know. I feel like, sorry, I had like 3 cups of coffee today. So I'm like very fast talking.
Do
so,
you see my jug? It's empty.
For the people that are trying to listen to this in 30 minutes on double speed, I am so sorry.
Future Jude.
Future Jude. I don't know. But at the same time, we can't, like, it feels a little bit untrue to us to record 30-minute episodes. Like,
yeah, because, right, we're limiting ourselves.
And we're talking, like, yeah.
But I also think part of that is, like, maybe we need to really be critically thinking more about, like, is this just because we're best friends? Or, like, do people want to listen to this? Do you know what I mean? That was phrased so badly. I guess I'm saying that, like, I have some podcasts that I listen to that are just literally two friends, literal just friends, and all they do is, like, catch up. That's the content for, like, 40 minutes or half an hour or whatever. And then I have some podcasts that I listen to, even, like, Emma Chamberlain's. She always has, like, one topic per episode, kind of. But I think it's very ranty. Like, it doesn't feel structured too much. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, some of the many things to consider are, like, is it so bad if we're telling ourselves to stop talking at 30 minutes? Like, do people want to listen? And this is literally a question for listeners. Do people want to listen to us catching up for half of an episode? Or would people rather hear us, like, fucking analyze a topic for half an hour, which is usually how our episodes are split?
Well, I guess, like, just my immediate response to that is that, like, in general, I much, much, much prefer analyzing the topic. Like, I always actually take something really, really strong, like, powerful away from those sections.
Mm-hmm.
But being away from you, the Hilo Buffalo is, like, really important to me. And so, like, I can't even imagine how important it is for the listeners. Like, just, like, there are days when I am not vibing. And, like, yeah. And, like,
not vibing at all.
And the listener and you should know that. And, like, yeah. It's nice to be able to catch up with my best friend through another medium, right? Like, to be able to talk to you.
I mean, that's why at the very beginning of it, we had, like, literally nothing to say. And I was like, wait, can we do a check-in?
Yeah.
Like, it just feels needed. Like, I need a decompression at the beginning.
But a check-in is different than a high-low buffalo. No, which is like...
I know. I was just going to say. So let me say this. Something that Jude and I have talked about in the last week going into season 2 thinking is perhaps we sit down to record an hour like we normally do. But one week, one Sunday, the episode that's released is just the High Low Buffalo segment. And then the next Sunday, it's like basically the second half of the episode, which is us focusing super closely on one topic and analyzing it and trying to break our brains open. Which at first I was kind of like, I don't know if that feels like wavering in on the inauthentic. Just like, obviously not that it's fake, but just that it's like kind of weird to be like the preface, like to how we're feeling going into talking about this topic was released a week ago is a little like,
like, so you, I was not actually thinking about it that way.
Oh, interesting. I thought that's what you suggested.
Yeah. What I was imagining was that like the Hilo Buffalo would be its own episode as well as the actual like geeking out section and maybe as well as the outro. And they would be all separate episodes that would all be uploaded at once so that you don't have to listen if you don't want to. Or maybe they happen like every other, like one day after another, right? Or something like that. Where like some days you don't want to listen to Jude and Lula talk about the Hilo Buffalo, but maybe you want the context. So that day you'll listen or whatever. But that just is more work on our part, period. Like making three, yeah, like that sounds really brutal. Like that goes against what, like, I don't know why we would do that. That doesn't feel more like, that doesn't sound better for me or you.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were suggesting what I had just said, because I was like, oh, he wants us to like record less.
And I don't want to do that just hearing you say that, because it feels like, I don't know, my least favorite thing that we do is like we do what we're doing.
I know.
Which is like record three episodes and then like go on a 3-week hiatus, because it just, we lose the groove. And like, again, my favorite part about the podcast is recording. So if I can get that each week, that's going to make me so much happier than like, yeah, when you're going to say something.
I want you to finish. Sorry, I just have a
I don't know. Your hand gets me lost.
Sorry.
You got to use those sparingly. I forget what I was saying. But yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll stop doing it. You were saying that you want to record every week. Like, that's what would make you happy. That's what the fulfilling part is. Yeah. So I was going to say, maybe we experiment with something that's like, we record every week, but we really try and commit to the episodes being like 40 minutes and under. And 1 week is like a Hilo Buffalo, like a real catch up episode. That'll probably be like 20 or 30 minutes. And 1 week is like, we can do a quick little check in, but it's really about a topic.
Mm.
And then like every third week is a guest.
Okay. I like that.
Like, that's an idea. That's maybe a combination.
Ooh, that's really interesting. Especially because like, I feel like one thing that I've been wanting to talk to you about is like just clicking record and seeing what happens. Because we've not really done that ever. But like, I think that with the catching up episodes, we'll have a thread that kind of appears on what's on our mind. Like, maybe even our catching up episode doesn't have to be a Hilo Buffalo. It can just be catching up. Maybe. And like, we can see how that feels. And maybe like that week we're grappling with a similar thing, and that'll kind of become a geeking out section, but it's not as formal of coming in and being like, this is the topic we're talking about today.
Yeah, I like that. Because I also, I mean, I feel like the pod is like generally very casual, but I would love to experiment with a more like, for real, like, it is just us and we happen to be recording.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we do think about the structure of a podcast that we've created every time. Yeah.
My one request, and we can talk about this, is the We Play section stays. I think it is so short. And we don't have to, it doesn't have to be like, oh, call it We Play, but I think just, for me, it really does encourage me to play every week. Like, I was thinking about it this, like, today. I was like, the fact that like I haven't had to repeat a We Play is like kind of wild. And it's because like I'm like thinking like, oh, I need to find a new way to play. And it just pushes me to like, I think less than pushing me to find a new way to play, it pushes me to think how I played and appreciate that moment more in my week. And so like, I don't know, like even like the long car drives, I wouldn't have like considered that play for me. But now it's like, oh, if I want to play, that's a good way of allowing myself to relax and enjoy the moment. So that's my request, and you can disagree, but it's such a short amount of the episode.
No, I support you. I mean, that kind of honestly inspired me to take We Play more seriously, because I've just kind of been using it as a way to like think back on what I did.
Mm.
I haven't been using it at all as like, I have to make sure I play this week because I'm going to have to talk about it. But that's also just like not how I want to approach
play
fun.
Yeah,
I
but
think. Yeah.
It's like what we were talking about, the fluid productivity, like the hour long, like scheduling in recess for us an hour long where we like it's okay to be intentional and ambitious about play.
Yeah, but I don't feel, I don't know. I think my summer is like, I don't need a remind. Like, I'm not doing, I don't have a daily schedule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm saying, I think that we're in different like settings this summer. I think I
Yes.
needed that at Yale.
Yes, I
But I think
agree.
like my summer right now, because I don't have any consistent like daily routine, is kind of just like every day I'm like, what can I try?
But I also think that like this is more of where you and I diverge, which is I think you get less stuck in structure, period. Like when we started the podcast and we didn't have the high low buffalo and then the geeking out, like I got like it stresses me out. Like
True.
I like having a little bit of guideline and a little bit of
Yeah.
organization in my head.
Yeah.
And so like having like a wee play, like even like I'm gonna do my wee play right now. Like
Oh my God.
I bought for my wee play this week, I bought a Lego orchid set. So it's like I built a Lego
I
set.
did that.
What do you mean?
Sorry. Sorry. Go
Wait,
finish your.
what?
I need to stop interrupting you today. Finish your wee
Okay,
play.
but like I basically bought a Lego orchid set and it looks like an orchid set, so I'm never gonna have to buy flowers again. Lit. And it was so worth it. Okay, but it was expensive. It was like $60 or $70. And I like sat there and I was like, shoot, like do I spend this $70? Like it's kind of expensive to buy a stupid Lego set that's gonna like I can't $70 is so expensive for like a Lego set, which like crazy that Lego sets have gotten this expensive. But then
Yep.
I was like, wait, but I need to play. And like I
Yeah.
can talk about it on the podcast and it's gonna look like I have flowers. Like it just felt worth it. And so for this section to like get me to like, and it was such a, it was so worth the purchase. It brought me so much joy.
Good.
But yeah, I don't know. So I really appreciate that section for myself at least.
Okay, that's good. That's so valid. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
What was, did you build a Lego orchid
I
set
built the
too?
orchid. I built the orchid at Psy. My job last year at school, my boss was like,
Do
we
they
want to
just
have,
buy you
they were
Lego sets?
literally like, we want to have like those, because there's a bunch of different Lego bouquet
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they
like
have a ton of them.
packages. Yeah. And my boss was like, we want to have these around the building. Like, and then, haha, getting paid to build Legos
You
is the
literally have
best
the
thing in my
best
life.
job.
Literally, no one take it. We got to delete this from the episode. If someone fucking takes my job while I'm abroad, it's literally world star. On site. I am not losing this job.
It is the best job on campus, period. Like you
Yeah.
can't get.
You know what's so weird? I just found it randomly in like a manic hunt on that Yale jobs website. I had no idea what it was. Literally like August of freshman year. I was like, I hope I can get a job.
The
Crazy.
fact that you work in the one building dedicated to entrepreneurship in the campus though is the funniest thing.
It's the funniest thing in the entire world.
Like
Committing to the bit.
committing to what? Yeah, like the hypocritical
Listen,
bit.
they have the most money. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay.
They do have a lot of money.
Yeah. My wee play was. Oh, I'll shout out Caroline. Shout out. We were in San Francisco and we took a spontaneous day road trip to Big Sur, which was so fun, and she planned it, which was extra fun for me. Usually I'm like, I need to know what's going on, but I was like, you know what, you do it, because she wanted to, and it was so fun. And it's like a 3-hour drive there and back, so it was like a big commitment. But we like stopped at a beach like every hour of the drive, and Big Sur was just stunning, and I was like, wait, this is gorgeous. And I just love travel. My wee play, my biggest recap of anything ever, is like always gonna be exploring. I love it. I wish it wasn't so expensive, but literally this made me like, this is what I'm working for. Like working as in like, this is why I want money in life.
Yeah, like you want to use your money. Like what brings you joy is travel.
Yes. I was thinking about it because I was like, I haven't gone shopping. Like I haven't bought clothes in like 8 months. And I was like, what do I spend money on? And then I was like, oh, food and exploring. And I love that. I'm committing to that bit, not the hypocritical bit.
My thing that I'm like realizing I like spending money on is dinners out. It makes it has the same effect as this podcast. It's an
Yep.
excuse to like be together and talk without any distractions. And my
Yeah.
biggest pet peeve, and I'm really trying to work, I'm getting better, I think, at it, is just like leaving my phone in the car or away from the meal. Like, I don't, not only do I not want a phone on the table, I don't want a phone. Like, I catch myself, like, I sometimes like go to the bathroom and I'll check my phone there. Like, no, like a phone should not be at a dinner with me. Like that, it goes, it's like my one place, like the podcast.
I'm Lula's snapping. Jake. Love that for you. That was like, I remember we went out to dinner like early on when we met freshman year, and you were like, no phones. And I was like, wait, this is my favorite thing about you. And it was, still is, not right. My favorite, but high up there. And like your birthday dinner, you're like, no phones. And like, people respect it.
Yeah. It's like, I heard this like fact a long time ago. That's like 60 or 70% of like authentic connection at a meal is like lost when a phone is on the table, which I have no idea how you quantify that or how you research that. So I want
to see the study.
Yeah. It sounds like a Lori Santos fact.
Shout out.
I finally slandered Lori Santos. But all being said, it does feel different. Like, just the fact of having a foot, because your attention is somewhat, even if it's like your unconscious attention, it is somewhat focused on that device there, which I hate.
I mean, I would think that, like, I remember experiencing that when I would like go to the library or to like do work or something. I'm stuttering because I didn't go to libraries. I was like always in a cafe. But like when I was like, oh, I gotta write an essay, if my phone was on the table, it was like your chance is gone to be productive. Just like even seeing it. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying I support this fake study.
Yeah, I should probably find the study so I don't like misquote it, but I already misquoted it. It doesn't make sense how you would quantify that. So
no.
My other thing that I want to spend money on is Lego sets. I was like, if I always have a Lego set, I'm vibing. Such
snaps.
A good creativity, building. I don't know everything about it.
You know what I feel that more than Legos? Puzzles. Because puzzles can be so expensive, but I will spend like $50 on a good puzzle.
Puzzles
maybe
are
not.
Great.
Even saying that, I'm like, 50 is a lot, but I would spend like $30 on a good puzzle.
What I like about puzzles more than Legos is that like they last a long time.
Yeah. Legos are like too quick sometimes for the reward, for the amount of money. And,
the fact that I finished the Lego set so fast, and I could have bought three puzzles and it could have lasted me like 4 weeks, and I finished. Yeah. But they're more fun for me. So.
Woo. And that's what you should prioritize.
Yeah. But I do.
Okay. I feel like, sorry, I cut you off.
What a bitch.
Okay. I'm keeping it in
if
now.
You just edit you and I it's just me, like just out of nowhere, just saying it.
I'm gonna splice that into every 10 minutes of the episode. Okay. I feel like we did it.
Yeah. I feel like we'll figure this out. I like our kind of moving forward plan.
Yeah, I think to summarize a little bit, we love this podcast. I think it's super like affirming.
I just want
to sit in the fact. Yeah.
I just want to reiterate.
What a bitch.
I just want to reiterate like how much joy this thing brings me. Like, this is the reason that like I love my weeks. And so like, I just want to like, as much pain and however much we complain about it, like this is the reason we do it. Is like that conversation that we just had, like it made me so happy. I've missed you.
Okay. Yep. Okay. That's what I was trying to reiterate before you fucking cut me off.
Ugh,
anyway,
I'm so mean. I'll raise my hand next time.
The girls are fighting. Okay, so yeah, moving forward, I don't know. I would honestly really, really love to hear people's thoughts on any of the ideas we just shared. So I'm going to do it at the Just Friends Pod, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We're there. But if you want to talk to us, Instagram or our numbers, if you're one of those lucky few to have them. Sheesh. Anyway, I don't know. Yes, love the podcast, love recording. I'm honestly not too anxious about it and the new being abroad factor, just because I feel like it's going to be such a grounding force. Like, it's so consistent. We've been so consistent with it. We like put so much good energy into it that I think it, yes, I could see it getting a little chaotic with like changing schedules, time zones, etc. And also, I think overall, it's going to be really, really lovely to be like, oh, we can come back, like, kind of whatever, paradoxically plug in while also plugging out. And yeah, I don't know. Love you. Love the pod. And I'm excited for new season. And
I agree.
It looking a little different, however it looks. I think we got to a good idea at the end there. Yeah, what were you saying?
I agree. And I'll just say that even though this is not the end of the season, like we have more episodes coming out before season two, just to clarify. I think that like we should experiment and like play around and see if we like it. Like we reserve the right to change our mind. Like if this doesn't feel good anymore, like we can go back to our original structure. Like I think that like the next 5 or 6 episodes before we end season one should be like us experimenting and playing around and just enjoying the podcast in its full form.
Yeah. No one say anything if you don't like it. I take back what I said about only positive feedback, please.
That was
okay.
Send me the negative feedback though.
Yeah.
I want to know it.
I'm kidding.
But not on a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts.
That literally must have been one of your Eden babies.
Yeah. Oh, broke my heart. Please change it if you're one of those people. I have one last thing then to bring up, which is a shout out. We already shouted her out, but a shout out to Nocklin.
My lovely, lovely roommate, and also listen to her sleeping episode from so long ago, if you haven't already.
It was awesome. Yeah, I don't know. She sent Lula and I all of her thoughts after listening to our how to date your best or how to date your friend. Wasn't that the clickbaity title?
Yeah. Yes, because she was in my suite where that article was originally sent. Shout out book. And she was so sweet. She sent like videos of her crying walking down the streets of Korea, where I hope she's having an amazing time. And love you and miss you.
Yeah. I was going to say she asked one question, which is,
don't misquote my girl.
She asked Lula and I if we believe in the red string theory of fate.
I didn't even know what it was until she brought that up.
I had to look it up. But it's basically, I think that like the idea that like when you're born, there's like a red string that's like attached to like very important people in your life that like bring you together. I guess it's like another way of saying soulmates.
I was going to say it's like saying soul ties, right? Like when you like meet someone and then there's a theory about like we're meant to meet or whatever. We're connected in some crazy universe way.
So do you believe in soul ties?
I don't know much
ties?
About it to speak on it. I do, but I believe in them and being like in multiples. Like I think I've met at least 2 people that I'm like soul tie.
Okay.
But I don't think soul tie is like necessarily romantic.
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know enough about any of this.
I'm just like the general question, like I don't know. I don't like the term soul tie or like the connotation behind soulmate because it feels like it's like deterministic and like that you like are naturally meant to meet that person. I don't believe in that. But I do believe in like the idea of like a soulmate. Like someone who like your souls connect on a deep level. And that like, I mean, like I think you and I, like in some capacities are platonic. Like, I mean, yes, I think we are platonic soulmates. Like our souls, like we're meant to like create together and talk together and like be friends. And so like, yeah, in that capacity, I believe in it.
Wait, yeah, I was going to say, because you just said the whole meant to whatever, meant to insert here. Like, I believe in that. Like, I'll meet someone and be like, oh, yeah, this was meant to happen.
Yeah.
But I think that's also where we're different a lot. Like, I don't see it as deterministic. I'm like, oh, thank God, universe, she's looking out for us.
But then, I don't like that.
It's okay. I think that's a good, like, manifestation of our differences.
Yeah.
TBH.
TBH.
You know what I mean? Because you're like, no, I don't want to have it like planned out for me already. Like I'm in.
Yeah, I have control.
Control. You're making your decisions. I'm kind of like, thank God there's something like whatever. I'm getting some feeling that's like this was supposed to happen. Because otherwise, nihilism, baby. I don't know.
Optimistic nihilism. We're just like
shout out the Tillman episode.
We're shouting out all of our episodes.
I love that episode. I hope he's having fun canoeing up in Canada.
Me too. I miss him.
All right.
Okay. That was a lovely little thank you, Nock, for asking us good questions and engaging in conversation. And guys, do you believe in soulmates? Let us know that too.
Maybe we should do an episode on that.
what the, okay. I think, okay.
He doesn't want to talk about it. He's done.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the end.
Okay. Whatever this was, we appreciate you for listening to us talk, not only for an hour, but an hour about the pod itself, which is crazy. But thank you so much for listening, as always.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.